I'm joined by Ahmed Salah on this incredible day in Cairo. You've just come back from Tahrir Square. I mean, how can you really describe what's been happening today?
There is an incredible scene of joy, not only in Tahrir, but everywhere. The whole city is celebrating. People are, pumping the horns of their cars. Everyone is waving the Egyptian flag. And it's a great scene. It's something that we have not seen for a very long time. Even if it's a football match and stuff like that and people would be celebrating, it's never with this spirit. This is a very different spirit. People are singing, "Up, you are Egyptian." People are proud to be Egyptians. We are proud to be Egyptians now. Not like before.
And you've been an activist many years, I believe. I mean, did you always...
Yes.
Did you believe this would happen?
No, I mean, I've always had hope that we will do it, but it always seemed so difficult. But last night, after the statements that came from both Mubarak and the Vice President, Omar Suleiman, very condescending and very insulting to the Egyptians, I knew that we won. I was full of faith that we won. I was sure that that's it. They are committing suicide. People can't remain silent about this. This would rage people, and this is what happened. Today, the protests were everywhere. I saw protests where I live, in Shobra. I went to Tahrir, and there was a huge protest in Tahrir, putting the TV building under siege. And also, masses had moved to the presidential palace. Everywhere, there were protests. And we hear the news, everywhere you have celebrations. I didn't see anyone who seemed sad or like troubled because the regime is out. Everyone is saying that there is no longer need for fear. There is no longer fear. They can feel the freedom.
You sound very emotional. I mean, what's going through your sort of head and heart at the moment?
It brought tears to my eyes several times. I mean, this is unbelievable. I can't believe that. I've always had faith that we will win, but this is remarkable. It's how many days? You know, we started on the 25th, I don't know, 17 days, 18 days or something, and we won. That couldn't have been imaginable just even a week ago, even 10 days ago, that we will actually be free.
And can you even think about what comes next yet?
Yeah, I know that the protesters are not going to go home. At least, thousands of them would remain in the area that we managed to seek to achieve control of. And they are going to remain till we are sure that we are not moving toward a military government, that we will actually get a transition for freedom, as the army had vowed. I know that the people will guard this revolution until it achieves its goals. And the blood of those martyrs that were killed in the hundreds by this regime will not go in vain.